I want to say goodbye.
Brandon smiled indulgently. Oh, I get it. Okay, then.
He gave a bow and left, and behind him she saw Annie. She was holding her knuckle up to her chin, tilting her head. There's my little girl, grown up at last.
After lunch and an elaborate tour of campus, Annie deposited May back at her desk, where a man was waiting, his posture rounded and serene.
Jared, you lucky son of a bitch, Annie said.
The man turned, his face unlined. His hands rested patiently and unmoving in his ample lap. He smiled at Annie.
Hello, Annie, he said, closing his eyes.
Jared will be doing your training, and he'll be your main contact here at CE. Dan's the head of the department, as you know, but your direct report is Jared. Isn't he wonderful?
May didn't know what to say, and Annie didn't care. This was how she always talked, always had.
Jared, you ready to get May started?
I am, he said. Hi, May.
He stood and extended his hand, and May shook it. It was soft like a cherub's.
It's an honor.
Hell yeah, it is, Jared,
Annie said, squeezing May's shoulder.
See you after.
Annie left, and Jared retrieved another chair, offering it to May. They sat side by side, facing the three screens set up on her desk.
So, training time. You feel ready?
Absolutely.
You need coffee or tea or anything?
May shook her head.
I'm all set.
Okay. As you know, for now you're just doing straight-up customer maintenance for the smaller advertisers. They send a message to customer experience, and it gets routed to one of us. Random at first, but once you start working with a customer, that customer will continue to be routed to you for the sake of continuity. When you get the query, you figure out the answer, you write them back. That's the core of it. Simple enough in theory. So far, so good?
May nodded, and he went through the 20 most common requests and questions and showed her a menu of boilerplate responses.
Now, that doesn't mean you just paste the answer in and send it back. You should make each response personal, specific. You're a person, and they're a person. So you shouldn't be imitating a robot, and you shouldn't treat them like they're robots. Know what I mean?
No robots work here. We never want the customer to think they're dealing with a faceless entity, so you should always be sure